Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me on this edition of The Chalene Show. This is a bonus episode, and I don't really think it matters which one you listen to first. And this bonus episode is in conjunction or was recorded on the same day that I did my first live taping of The Chalene Show at the Lilly Theater in Indianapolis. Now, that episode you'll see just prior to this one, it's an important episode. It's about getting emotionally connected to your significant other. And it's really important. It really, really important. I think it's going to save some marriages. I know it saved mine, or it certainly has made our marriage incredibly rewarding, like so much fun. And I know that sounds cheesy. I remember hearing from couples who were like, our lives are perfect, schmoopy whoopy, blah, blah, blah. Like, that grossed me out. So I'm not going to go on and on, but I just want you to know there was a time when there's a lot of tension in our relationship. I don't know that I could say I liked my husband most days. We've turned that around and then some. Several years ago, it just keeps getting better. But part of that was learning what emotional connectedness is and how to bring it into our marriage, because it's a lot more than physical connection. Anyways, that episode is the previous one, so I want you to go back and listen to that, and hopefully you'll listen to it with your significant other. This episode, the bonus episode, it's kind of behind the scenes. It's behind the scenes of The Chalene Show. It's behind the scenes of what happens at a live taping of The Chalene Show, which I hope I see you at soon. I'm going to apologize in advance that the audio sounds like we're in a theater. I mean, you'll have no problem listening to it. It sounds great. It just doesn't sound like I'm in a podcast room. And it's raw. It was an evening performance, and I think the audience, it sounds like they're quite liquored up because they are laughing pretty hard. I was thinking I was funnier than I really am. But it's real, it's raw, and it's fun. And, well, I'll let you listen.
People. Am I right? Like, your friends don't listen to podcasts, you're like, good luck with evolution. Right? Like, it's so great here. Do you listen to other podcasts too? Yeah, and is it like a part of, hands up if it's like an everyday thing, you have to listen to something. Yes, yes, yes. And how many of you would say it's made you a better person listening to podcasts? You've like learned a lot. Hands up if you're a college grad. And keep it up if you feel like you've learned more from podcasts than you did in your education. Hands up if you're thinking about sending a kid off to college. And maybe you should just make them download the podcast app. Save some money. Right? Yeah, this is like a test thing for us because, ironically, our kids are just now leaving the nest. I mean, our son is gone. And our daughter is leaving in the fall for school. So it's like weird because we never did events. We never travel. You don't see me, on an airplane or like racking up the mileage. That's just not my game because we really like focused on the kids. They're horrible kids, but for the most part, it's worked out. And now that they're like gone, I'm like, we should like do those things that we said like for the last 21 years we've been saying maybe when our kids are gone, like maybe they'll really go away now. And that would be so fun to do this. Anyways, I'm just super duper excited to have you guys here, and it's an honor. It's an honor. Aw, I love you. Because I know we have a lot of people that drove quite far. And I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Several states away, and it means a lot that you're here.
Canada!
What's up with that? That's so crazy. And how many of you are a spouse who was dragged here by your wife? Hands up. Good. Nice. Listen. It's going to be freaky for you tonight. Like, she's going to owe you. It's going to be good. Nothing quick about it, all right? I want to give a shout out to Jesse, who picked out this amazing venue for us. It's so cute and adorable. Thank you, Jesse. And it's going to feel very inappropriate talking about some things I want to talk about tonight in a children's museum, but the kids aren't here. So what we're going to do is I'm actually going to tape the show live, and I want you to see like literally how I do it, and then we'll do Q&As, and I just think it'll be really cool to like be sitting in a room full of, because I talked about for a while doing a podcast book club, and I know a lot of you have said, yeah, that's such a great idea, because it's fun to connect with other people and like talk about the points you disagreed with or the, you know, things that you do agree with or different opinions. And so tonight you're meeting people who you can actually do that with, and we'll do that live. So I'll also take your questions too. The topic tonight is intimacy. Yeah. So see, it's really going to work in your advantage. You're going to like this. All right. So I'm going to get to it because I really do want to. Do you think I can get a bigger booster seat? Maybe. Perhaps. I think I'm good. They think they're so funny. Short girl problems. All right, so this is the actual mic that I record with a pink windscreen. And it's a Yeti mic if you're a podcaster. Just plugs into a USB port. Now, at home, so I record my podcasts in a closet at the office. And this, my staff hates it when I record because I make them turn off the AC. Because then I can hear it humming, so I make them turn off the AC, and then everyone's sweating when I finish recording in the closet. And at home, we just built a podcast studio. I don't know if you follow me on Snapchat, so you've seen that. Yeah, it's fun. It's very girly. It's really something you can do at home. And when we travel, sometimes I'll bring my equipment with me. When I do the Friday Car Smart ones, people always say, what kind of a mic are you using? I'm just using my iPhone and recording a voice note. So you have a voice memo app on your iPhone, or I'm sure the Android has something equivalent. And those are legitimately from off the top of my head. Before we start into today's topic, any quick questions about podcasting or how I do something? People always ask if I use notes. I have, I forgot my notes. There they are. I do, so I don't have a script. I just write down some of the things that come to mind, or if I've done research, I'll write down, you know, maybe the study that I'm going to reference, some of the points I want to go through. So, like, I'm going to give you 7 tips, then I've written down those 7 tips, and then, but it's all extemporaneous because it's a microphone. So, if it's something you're considering doing, if you mess it up, you just start over and you delete it, you know? So, it's a pretty forgiving, fun thing to do. Any of you interested in doing a podcast? Awesome. Yeah. Cool. So there's an episode of Build Your Tribe that I just did with Paul Culligan. He's like the original OG of podcasting. And he gives a lot of great tips for people who are just starting a podcast. And I said, listen, I don't want like the tips that you can find on every blog. I want the tips that like nobody knows about. Like if you're going to start a podcast, like this is ninja stuff. And I just recorded that podcast, and I'm hearing from like fellow podcasters who've been doing this for like 5 years, and they're like, that episode was gold. There's so many great tips in that. So be sure to listen to that Build Your Tribe episode if you are thinking about starting a podcast, because it'll save you a lot of headache and probably boost you in the ratings pretty quickly. And that's important because you want to get subscribers. All right, so I use a program called Audacity. And it's a free program, and you can download it from the internet. I just hook up my Yeti, and we start.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope if you haven't yet done so, I encourage you to listen to the full content of the live show based on, or I should say, focused on, emotional connectedness. Really important episode. I hope you listen more than once. I hope you'll take some notes. It'll improve not just your marital or, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, it can improve even friendships. Having an emotional connection to people is so rewarding, and it's not something most of us learn how to do. In fact, most of us were role-modeled something quite opposite of that in our own homes as children. I would love to see you at a live taping. We're taking the show on the road. We're picking the cities where we have the most subscribers. So if you'd like for me to come to a big city near you, here's what you do. You make sure you're subscribed, like grab your phone, go back to the iTunes store, whatever podcast app you listen to the show on, make sure you're subscribed, take a screenshot of your phone showing that you're subscribed, and then email that screenshot to, are you ready? You're going to have no problem remembering this, theshaleenshow@gmail.com. Theshaleenshow@gmail.com. Send us a screenshot of your phone that says you're subscribed and let us know what city you'd love for us to come to. And it doesn't hurt if you're like, I've got 10 girlfriends that would be there. That will help because obviously we need to make best use of our time and schedule these events at cities where we have a lot of Chalene Show subscribers. I'm just really looking forward to meeting podcast listeners because we're the coolest. There's no doubt about that. All right. I love you. I can't wait to spend time together with you again in the future. You are thebomb.com.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.